very much. Department on Aging, item number 5.
From the Director, Department on Aging, providing an overview of the 2014 requested departmental budget. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Good morning, Supervisors. I'm Jonette Arms, Assistant Director at the Milwaukee County Department on Aging, presenting for Stephanie Sue Stein, our director, who is out of town on business. And I have here with me today Tom Condella, who is our assistant director over fiscal services. As requested, we are here to present on our requested budget for 2014. And as many of you already know, the Milwaukee County Department on Aging is responsible for providing services, opportunities, and ensuring dignity and quality of life for older adults 60 plus throughout Milwaukee County, 153,000 older adults 60 plus. The department's requested budget for 2014 is $18,659,000. Our total, this includes $195,000 increase in expenditures reflective of benefits and cross charges. Our total revenue budget is $17 million and includes an additional revenue of $160,000, which is related to Aging Resource Center time reporting and $84,000 in a state grant fund for evidence-based prevention programs. The budget maintains funding for all services currently provided. Our tax levy target is $1.4 million and includes a $35,000 increase. Our tax levy is primarily used for and supports the operation of our 5 county-owned senior centers. Budget highlights include changes related to a $169,000 net increase in our senior meal program expenditures, related to a $191,000 increase in senior meal program expenditures. The increased expenditure is being offset by a $21,000 net revenue increase in program reimbursements and donations, including an $85,000 increase in program reimbursement revenue. This is based on past actual experiences and will be partially offset by a $63,000 reduction in program donations. Additionally, the department will have an $86,000 increase in federal and state grant revenue, and this includes combined decreases in Older American Act funds, our state transportation funding, our active aging or technology grant funds, and a very small decrease in our BCA or base community AIDS funding. The Department on Aging is responsible for court-ordered corporate guardian services. Based on demand and utilization, the department continues to administer and coordinate short-term client services through the Aging Resource Center, and this is in accordance with the state contract. Milwaukee County is responsible for, through enhanced monitoring over several years and work toward streamlining processes. The Aging Resource Center has reduced financial support to agencies outside of Milwaukee County government, like eye care and community care. These agencies sometimes request corporate guardians and other short-term services, so we are actually reducing the financial support to those agencies outside of our government entities. And the types of services that they sometimes request are petitioning for guardians, emergency protective placement, and psychological evaluations, and so forth. These strategies that have been put in place are to improve efficiencies and will result in an expenditure decrease of $250,000. This cost is partially offset by an expenditure increase of $10,000 to $20,000 for purchase of services contracting, providing services to LGBT older adults, leaving us with a remaining reduction of $240,000 in expenditures for direct services and purchase of service contracts. We will have a $37,000 or closer to $38,000 increase in senior center programs and services, which includes a new allocation of $17,000 for facility assessment inspection. This is a cross charge for our 5 county owned senior centers. We will also have an expenditure increase of $20,000 to ensure actual services provided by the United Community Center Senior Center are reflected and align appropriately in our budget. A $75,000 expenditure allocation for consultant fees will be retained to continue management and coordination of evidence-based prevention programs within our senior centers and throughout other areas in Milwaukee County. Prevention related to grant funding of $84,000 for expanding chronic disease self-management and falls prevention is projected to continue throughout 2014. And this ultimately results in an expenditure decrease of $9,000. Our programmatic changes, our aging will continue to work with the Department of Health and Human Services, the Alzheimer's Challenging Behaviors Task Force, and other local and state partners to address mandates of Chapter 55, and Chapter 55 requires the creation of dementia care units where people thought to have dementia-related issues will be placed in a facility that allows time for adequate assessment so they can carefully be observed and then placed appropriately for ongoing or short-term treatment. Following the identified issues in our 2013 through 2015 area plan for older adults, we will continue to work with community partners and extend ourselves to new partnerships to improve communication about aging services and programs, create community and social engagement opportunities, and develop a system of home repair and chore services to ensure independence for older adults and continue to reach out to and provide for the needs of Milwaukee County's underserved populations. We will work with our outreach team to continue outreach efforts led by our coordinator of community programs and inclusive of an outreach coordinator who primarily focuses on conducting community education, marketing our programs and services, and developing print materials. We also have 2 human service or social workers who are assigned to go out into our senior centers, senior meal sites, and senior housing apartments to conduct education and provide options counseling about long-term care services and other aging resources. As an extension of our outreach team, we recently created a communications work group. And this all came from our area, a need from our area plan. And our work group is comprised of industry professionals who are partnering with us to help improve upon strategies to reach out and inform Milwaukee County older adults, their families, formal caregivers, informal caregivers, and service providers about resources through the Department on Aging. Furthermore, we will continue to collaborate with and provide technical support to the Division of Disability Services to assist with implementing evidence-based prevention initiatives. We are very qualified to assist with providing these types of supports, as our expertise and knowledge is unmatched by other counties in Wisconsin when it comes to conducting evidence-based prevention programs and training others to train other individuals on how to provide these services and expand evidence-based prevention programming within the county. We have surpassed other counties by having over 60 master trainers and workshop leaders combined and a minimum of conducting 25 trainings each year. We also will continue working with Disability Services and the Behavioral Health Division on community relocation for the county's institutions, Hilltop and Center Central. Staff changes that we requested include the addition of one full-time management assistant position to be housed in the Aging Resource Center. And this is a high-level administrative position that will work to adequately and primarily maintain data within the call center. And that pretty much concludes my report. This budget is not that different from our current year's budget. And are there any questions?
Questions from committee? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Ms. Arms. Can you go into the that work group that is working on outreach? You talked about, and you mentioned industry, people from the industry on that work group too, not just county staff. So I wanted to get more information on that.
Yes, Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen. During our area agency, where we were working on our area plan for older adults, which is our blueprint that pretty much tells us how we're going to serve older adults in Milwaukee County, we requested input and feedback from older adults and professionals in the community. And one thing that kept coming up was that people wanted services, and services primarily that we already provide. Some services people received through the Department on Aging but were not necessarily aware that those services were being provided by the Department on Aging. So what we found out is that we did need to have a better reach out into the community, and we needed to do some better work with helping people understand who we are and removing the stigma of the Department on Aging being a part of county government. So what we did was we put together a work group. And when I say industry professionals, we do have staff there. One of our staff has a background in marketing and public relations, and she was recently brought on earlier this year in March. And then we also brought to the table, we invited people who run or work for local news magazines, our public relations or communications directors in other organizations, agency, aging organizations, or public sector organizations. So what we tried to do was really bring in a viewpoint from outside of county government to help us identify what we might be missing in getting the word out, and to help us do some unique things around marketing our services. And we do have support from other professionals and individuals from departments within county government also.
Excellent. And the individual that you have at your department with that background in PR and marketing, is it in her position where she's her duties are assigned to this, or is it kind of something extra? Do you need a extra position to help with this type of work?
Well, The person who actually is assisting and participating on this committee was actually hired as our outreach coordinator. So her primary job is to go out into the community and have resources, do education in the community. We do know that she came in with a marketing background. So it's one of those things that we're kind of adding on to her responsibilities. I won't say that she was hired specifically for that. No. We all take on different roles that we weren't specifically hired for, but if we find we have various talents, we take advantage of those. So as far as needing another position, what I will say is that I think we can always use extra help. How about that? So we can always use extra help. So I don't know how to say it any other way other than we are using creative ways to try to market ourselves and get the word out right now. But
thank you, Ms. Perry.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Two things. The net increase for the senior meal program, is that due to just the thought of more seniors being involved, or just kind of a forecast to what the demand will be?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Stamper, I do believe that that's just a cost increase based on what we believe the senior centers need,
okay,
from how they are currently doing and bringing in programs during this current year. If I'm speaking out of turn or wrong, Tom, you can add.
Supervisors, I think we are expecting to serve more meals, yes.
Okay. What about senior center programs and services?
What was the question?
The senior meal net increase.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know. Yeah,
increase.
Is that a?
We are expecting to serve more meals.
Right.
Definitely.
More meals. Did the price go up or just more meals?
Price goes up every year, yes.
Right, right. Okay. From my understanding, and my senior, a couple of my senior centers, if you do not pre-order your food, you don't get to eat the next day. Is that the process? Is that the best way to do it?
Well, how it works is that for cost savings, mm-hmm, we try to order the number of meals that are going to be eaten so we don't have a lot of waste.
Mm-hmm.
And what we ask is that individuals who want to eat at the meal site call the day prior to the noon hour or 11 o'clock to set aside their place,
okay,
for a meal. Now, if we do have walk-ins, what we asked is usually that there's kind of a waiting list for people who don't show up, mm-hmm, or if there's extra food where they can also eat. So there is that standby list. Yes, Supervisor.
Okay. And is there food that's being wasted, or, you know, when there's a waiting list, are they able to eat? So are we breaking even, or are we saving food, or is there food being wasted?
I do believe that there are certain situations where there is overture.
It depends, right.
People can come for seconds,
mm-hmm,
and that's what they really try to do, let people come for seconds. Or there are times when there is not enough food and the person has to be sent away because they do just have enough for the people who actually registered to eat,
okay,
that day. So I won't say that there is a lot of waste. I think that there's a pretty good balance,
okay,
but I do know that sometimes there is leftover food at certain sites, and at other sites, it's gone. And that's because we have some sites that are more active than others, and they really gauge it based on the average number of people that come and the people who register.
Okay. You may not know this, but if there is a leftovers for an amount of food, do they inform the seniors that are there, like, come get something to eat, there's food available? Do they let you know?
They are supposed to.
They're supposed to.
They
okay.
make an announcement. Uh-huh. I've visited several of our senior centers over the past few years since I've been here, and they do.
Okay.
While I'm there, they okay. do, and it's my understanding that they do.
All right. One last question. I see that there's a growing demand for protection for seniors. What do they need to be protected from? What's going on?
A growing demand for protection?
Maintain support for growing demand for protection.
Is it part of the executive?
Protection against what?
Is that a part of the executive security detail?
Oh, no. Continue to maintain support for growing demand for protection and well-being of victims and potential victims of abuse and neglect. So it has to do with the senior
what's going on?
Abuse.
I think that that specifically relates to continuing to provide our elder abuse and adult protective services to older adults. And as older adults age, they sometimes become frail. They may have conditions like Alzheimer's, or situations that might make them frail
okay.
and more vulnerable to abuse. So
more of well-being than actual, like, being abused or some type of violence or something like that. It's more of well-being.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Stamper, I'm not.
Like Steve Taylor makes a sarcastic joke, but it's relevant. Do they need protection from the community versus protection from themselves?
Both.
Okay.
People take advantage, scams, family members take advantage, financial abuse, caregivers with caregiver burnout, being overwhelmed. You find abuse within, a lot of times, family members who take care of older adults.
So how do we prevent that? What do we have in place for that?
Well, we educate the community.
Mm-hmm.
We educate professionals who work with older adults to watch for the signs and the symptoms. We put mechanisms in place where people know to contact us,
okay.
contact law enforcement, and we get out there and we intervene attempt
right.
to address okay. the situation as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you. Supervisor Taylor.
Well, I was just going to answer, I think, Supervisor Stamper's question. I was at all 29 sites in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, they did a really good job of having close to the right amount of food. And when there was leftovers, every time they would call out, and they would do it by different tables, and they would do like a rotation, like this table is going to get it this time, and tomorrow if there's extra, it'll be this table, because people usually sit in the same locations almost every single day. And then they would get up, and so there was really no waste. There was a few occasions where, they had people on waiting list, and they would get served, and actually in one location, there was a mix-up, and I was there, but they didn't have me scheduled as being there, so they didn't actually have one extra meal for me. So I didn't eat that time, which was fine, but that shows how precise that they can be. So they do a very good job of not wasting food. Really, none of it goes to waste because somebody will take it that's at one of those tables. So answer your question a little better, maybe.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. You have something else you'd like to add?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'd just like to also mention that we are working with Sojourner Family Peace Center to hold a conference this December on vulnerable older adults. So a domestic violence conference focused on educating professionals about the vulnerabilities of older adults. And our budget manager just reminded me to inform you that we just went to our Elder Abuse and Adult Protective Services conference earlier this month, and out of 6 awards that were given out, I do believe we brought back 5 of those awards. So our Elder Abuse and Adult Protective Services unit really stands out. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Excellent. Item number 6.